Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 2, verse 22. Jesus said, "No one puts new wine into old wineskins, for the wine would burst the wineskins, and the wine and the skins would both be lost. New wine calls for new wineskins." We all know what happens to leather after a few years. It becomes hard and brittle. So just imagine what happens when you put wine into an old leather wineskin. The wine inevitably leaks away. In Jesus' day, wine was largely stored in wineskins, so everyone got the point. If you want to keep your wine, then you need to make sure that you only put it into new wineskins. Jesus' teaching was radical and new. He was telling people about the new wine of the kingdom of God. This wonderful new wine was so precious that there was no point in them trying to put it into old wineskins of Judaism. There needed to be a complete revolution. To use the language that he used in other places, it was vital for them to be born again. A new life needed to begin. Many people hear the teaching of Jesus and conclude that they need to turn over a new leaf. They need to start being more loving and stop being so selfish. However, if we are just making a few amendments to life, it isn't going to work. We'll soon fail in the attempt. What we need is a completely new start, in which we hand over our lives to God and allow him to lead us by his Holy Spirit. This is the key to all of Jesus' teaching. As we allow the Spirit to lead us, we'll naturally produce the fruit of the Spirit. We won't need to go on training courses to learn about how to love more or to be more peaceful or to find more joy in our lives. These things will inevitably flow as we allow the Holy Spirit to take control. And miraculously, we'll find that he gives us gifts to enable us to be more effective for him. Often there will be gifts that are related to skills and abilities that we already have, but sometimes there'll be totally new gifts which the Spirit gives us for a new situation. Receiving the new wine that Jesus wants to give us will transform every part of life, so we obviously wouldn't want any of it to leak. Now let me ask you a question. In what ways have you seen the new wine of the kingdom? And now let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we invite you to take charge of our lives and to fill us with the new wine of your Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is of course available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.